Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
See now why we threw that out the other day, huh?
Yeah, I'll say.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's payday here in New York.
And it is a pleasant Friday, don't you know? And it's good to be back with you all today. We have so many features lined up that we don't know where all to begin, do we?
Well, we do have several guests to introduce, and I think possibly we should get to our first gentleman, who here very appropriately today will tell us something about dogs, this being National Dog Week, and also because football starts around the country tomorrow, he will tell us a little
bit. Thank you, Bob and Ray, and good afternoon, everyone.
First of all, sir, would you introduce yourself and tell us...
John Snapper Connelly is my name.
John Snapper Connelly, yes, and I understand that you have a very unusual occupation,
well, sir. Well, yeah, I have a very unusual occupation, Bob and Ray.
Back from the microphone just a little bit, please.
I have a very...
No, not that far back, sir. If you just get about 8 inches away. Go right ahead.
I have a very unusual occupation, and now that the fall season is here, you can see how my occupation works.
Well, whom do you work for, sir?
Oh, I work for advertising agencies, pretty generally. That's those are my employers, so
you're,
to speak.
You're an account executive, are you, sir?
No, I just have dogs. I have a whole fleet of them.
You have a whole fleet, or as we say in radio, a whole flock of dogs.
That's right, and I am employed by advertising agencies who sponsor football game broadcasts.
Oh, I see.
In other words, your
dogs are tied in with football, is that right?
That's right. I have dogs lined up outside stadia all across America tonight.
In other words...
Tomorrow being a big football day.
Yes, outside of these various stadiums, you have...
A stadia.
All right, outside of the various stadia, you have... dogs, is that right?
That's right, I do. You're Bob?
I'm Bob.
Bob, yes. And I'll tell you now what I do with these dogs. At the beginning of the second half, or the third period, these dogs, on a signal, go into the stadium and delay the kickoff of the second half, running up and down the sidelines.
I have seen that happen.
In and around through the players so that they
can't... I've never wondered just why that happened, why these dogs ran onto the field, delayed the game sometimes many minutes.
Well, you see, I'm hired by the advertising agency, Bob and Ray, and these dogs hold up the start of the second half anywhere from 3 to 7 minutes, depending on the signal given them.
Yes.
That will enable the announcer up in the booth to get in a couple of extra commercials before the kickoff of the second half.
Well,
you see, that's how it works in.
Very interesting. A kind of a behind-the-scenes story of the advertising game, as we call it in radio.
That's right, Bob and Ray. Sort of a behind-the-scenes picture of what we call a game in radio.
I see. Well, how many dogs do you have working for you right now?
We have tomorrow 25 dogs.
You'll
all
have...
set to go to hold up the kickoff of the second half.
At different stadiums around the country.
Stadia.
Hmm?
Stadia around the country.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And these dogs, who gives them the signal? Do you have someone who...
Somebody at the door.
Just a minute. Come in.
What's that?
Well, there's a little dog there at the door, friends. Isn't he a cute fella, huh?
No. This is what... No, Chef.
What's that?
No, he's asking me, does he cover the Harvard Holy Cross game tomorrow? No. King is doing that one. You
well,
take care
of
the...
This is one of your employees, is that right?
That's right. No, King, you go out. You're at the Ohio State Southern Methodist game tomorrow, okay? Right.
Oh, thank you.
Look, I'd like to stay longer, fellas, but I have to shoot away.
All right. Well, good luck to you, sir.
It's been a real
Conley.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
For your story. Bye. Well, attention, restaurant owners. Attention, owners of... hamburger stands, and attention anyone who uses onions.
We have on hand 300 pounds of sliced onions, which we are willing to let go at a sacrifice.
Now, we're speaking to you directly from Bob and Ray, Sliced Onion Company, Incorporated, which are wholesalers to the trade. We had an order for 300 pounds of sliced onions from the Purple Cow hamburger stand this morning. And at 6 o'clock, and at 6, Ray.
I'll take it. At 6 o'clock this morning, Bob and I started slicing the onions, and now we have
299 pounds. 300. We have 300 pounds of sliced onions, and a few minutes ago,
the Purple Cow hamburger stand called up. They called us up, and they said
they didn't want them.
So if anybody could use 300 pounds of sliced onions cheap,
heaven's sakes, come over and get them.
Nice bet. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
This is Miss Magoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, don't you know how to protect yourself, boys, from onions?
Well, I've heard a variety of...
Yes, keep them under cold water, that's all.
So peel the onions under cold water. You never cry when you peel onions.
No, I don't. And for you boys who've gone into slicing onions in such a big way, I should think that you'd have checked with somebody beforehand.
Well, that was just a little... Fantastic
like
bit of frivolity.
Slobbering idiots on the air, you did.
Yeah. Well, look, what say you sit down now and listen...
I am sitting down.
Listen to Paul Talbot. Listen to Paul Talbot and the trio as they give out...
Why?
...the old French can-can. Because I'm so in love, ask me. Yes. And the boys. That was Ask Me. Time is 6 minutes of three. Well, things seem to be going pretty well. It is somewhere, isn't it?
Somewhere it could be, yes.
The show is going pretty well today, Ray.
Bob, it's certainly a Jim Dandy afternoon for radio listeners, I figure.
Oh, there's the intercom. Will you take it?
Why, sure. Goulding here.
Bob and Ray's next appointment is here.
All right, send them right in, please.
What is our next appointment, you know?
Let me see. Oh, here it is. Just what we were waiting for.
Let me look. Hey, oh, boy, yes, sir. Come in.
Bob and Ray?
Yes, come right in, sir. Have a chair. Take that soft one over there, huh?
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen.
I don't believe we've met before, Mr.
Here's my card, gentlemen.
Thank you. Black Angus Tiffany, your friendly butcher. Edible steaks are a specialty. Hey, boy, Ray,
oh,
huh?
Oh, boy, yeah,
Mr.
Bob.
Tiffany, we'd like to thank you for coming over to the studio this afternoon for this appointment. We'd have been glad to come to your butcher shop.
Well, I'll tell you, boys, ordinarily, people do come to me. But I'm having the shop done over in rhinestones, and it's kind of messy over there right now.
We understand, Mr. Tiffany. Now, let's get down to business. We'd like to buy a steak.
Well, not so fast, boys. I see you haven't bought a steak for quite a while.
No, I don't think we've had a steak since VJ Day.
That's what I thought. First, yeah. I have to see your references.
Oh, that's all right. Our lawyers told us about that. Here they are right here.
Let me see. National City Bank, Manufacturers Trust Company, J.P. Morgan.
One there from the White House.
Bank of California, the White House. Well, yeah, I guess we can start preliminary negotiations. How big a steak did you boys want?
Well, if it's okay with you, we're having a little party a week from Tuesday. There's 10 people.
I should say that you'd want one of my supreme ultra last word breathtaker steaks.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. When could we send our town car over for it?
Well, not so fast, lad. Not so fast. First, you see the steak. Then we draw up the contract. Sergeant Mahoney, will you have the squad bring in the refrigerated safe, please?
Right, Mr. Chameleon.
Right in here, man. Put it down over there.
Look at that.
All right, now, Bob and Ray, you have priority on my list for this steak. They think well of you down there in Washington. Jesus. That's why you're up on the list. Now, let's open it up here. All right.
Hey. Gee, that's wonderful, Ray. Look at that steak there, huh? Yeah.
Well, you boys have seen the color advertisements in the magazines to sell refrigerators where they have a thick, juicy steak on one of the shelves that looks so good you want to buy the refrigerator right away?
Yeah, sure we have. Makes your mouth water, doesn't it, Ray?
Well, boys, this is that steak.
You mean?
I rent it out to different refrigerator manufacturers to use in their pictures. Naturally, they can't afford to own their own steaks.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Tiffany, excuse me for interrupting here, but I haven't said much so far. I've just been sitting here kind of drooling. How much is that steak?
How much is that steak?
Providing your references are okay by my lawyers, I get a certified check along with it.
$235.64. $235.64. Well, that's fair enough, I guess, Ray, huh?
Yeah, wait a minute. I am so sure. Mr. Tiffany, what's that 64 cents for?
Well, that's for the parsley we put in with the steak. That's just what I thought. I knew there was a catch in it somewhere.
Parsley. 64 cents for parsley. The deal is off.
I'll say it is. What do you think we are, suckers?
Well, we've just had a signal from the control room here.
Saying?
What is this? A note just been handed to us. We have an apartment for the dog trainer.
Wow, thank you.
Isn't
very, very much,
Will you come
Bob
back over
Ray?
Here, sir? I think you have answered our mystery question for the day. And you'll have a grand list of prizes waiting for you, Ray. What do you say we run down a few of them? I don't think we do have time in the few remaining seconds we have on the air, but we will give you just an idea, sir, of what you have got coming to you. How do you feel?
Well, I feel wonderful about winning the prize.
I bet you never thought when you made that guess at the grand jackpot question what
no,
you...
No, I never knew what I was going to be in for.
That's right. What was the answer that you gave, just to recall it in our listeners' minds?
31.
That was the answer, and that was the closest of any of our contestants. And now here's what we have for you. First, sir, a guided tour through the entire subway system here in New York City, beginning at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And a year's supply of plastic mandolin picks.
How's that sound to you?
Oh, boy.
Now, listen to this. For every room in your home, you'll receive a whole year's supply of downy feathers for each pillow on every bed that you have.
Oh, say, fellas, this is just wonderful.
Do you have a family, sir?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. You live in a house or an apartment?
I have an apartment, thanks
well,
to you,
boys. Isn't that
now.
Good? Well, this is going to come in handy. Is it kind of chilly there in the apartment?
Yes,
You're
it is.
You're going to get a year's supply of putty for every window in your apartment. I think that's about all the time we have. We'll give you the rest of the prizes after we leave the air.
I didn't hear any contest, boys.
Well, I'm sure we had one. Didn't we have one here somewhere?
I don't remember it, Bob.
Yes, we didn't, at that.
You won all the prizes. Got to give them to him now.
Well, come back, sir. Will you give us those prizes back, please?
Brian, get me.
Well, I will have to get them later, I guess. This is the end of today's show and this week's series of afternoon get-togethers.
Produced by charming Kenneth McGregor.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Mm-hmm.